Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever the numbers read on your clock at this specific moment in time that words roll off my tongue, flow over my lips, into the mic, and through your speakers, penetrating your ear canals and stimulating your brain. Welcome to From the Mind of Mr. L. I'm the compassionate Dom, the sensual sadist, the southern gent with a sprinkle of filth, your host, as always, Mr. L. What's going on, everybody? Surprise, back this week with a bonus episode. I hope y'all went and checked out the last one, The Gift That Keeps On Giving, where I discussed the receiving gifts love language. Not one of my top love languages, but it was very interesting to find out some of the research that I did on it and to get other people's perspectives and points of views. But of course, as always, I hope that you're doing well mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and of course, sexually. Make sure that you go like, subscribe, and share the podcast with somebody who you think might be interested in it or needs to hear a thing or two. All right. The support is always appreciated. But this week I had to bring a bonus episode to you because it is still Kinktober, which is October is the National Kink Month. And back at the first episode of the month, I had Kinks with Kiki on as a guest, and we discussed A through B of some kinks that we came across. So I want to continue that, right? I want to continue to talk about some of the kinks because there are so many of those out there. Like, if y'all listen to the episode, we spent about a good 30, 40 minutes going over just A and B. Think of all the other letters of the alphabet that there are, and at least 10 kinks or more under each of those letters. All right. So I had to bring a bonus episode to continue to celebrate Kinktober, to continue talking about these kinks. So I appreciate you rocking with me, listening, learning as I learn as well. And we're just about to have some fun. All right. Today I have a very special guest with us. A dear friend of mine, Miss Ray Michelle. How you doing over there?
I am good. Guys, I am Ray Michelle and I'm excited to be here. This is going to be fun, so get on.
All right, Ray Michelle, have you listened to the podcast before, first of all?
I've listened to a few episodes, which is why I'm like, this is going to be fun.
All right, so you know what to expect for the most part. What you got going on? Like, I know we've been talking, and you are a up-and-coming podcaster.
That is correct. That's correct. So I'm trying to get out there in a podcast world. Inspiration from a lot of people around you, of course. I'm gonna dip my foot in that pool and see how it goes.
What exactly are you planning on talking about? I know it's still in the works. It hasn't dropped yet, so this is gonna be like the unofficial, official, like I guess introduction to So what is your podcast gonna be about?
So basically, it's just redefining what the modern millennial mom is. So you have like a lot of subjects or topics that are just like taboo in the motherhood community, and I'm here to destigmatize that. Like, I can be a bomb ass mom that likes the shaker ass and occasionally suck a dick here and there, but oh, shit. You know, all right, my parenting's still great.
Like, those things don't affect your parenting skills, right?
At all.
Like, no, mothers can be out here and they can be deep throating dick and all of that good stuff.
Exactly.
Some or eating just, some pussy, right?
You know, I'm all for that too, because life is so much better with kids in your life.
I will completely agree. Life is amazing with pussy in your life. But that's dope. I'm definitely looking forward to that because, as you all know, on here, I like to cover a lot of things that are have misconceptions to them when it comes to sex, or debunking things and making people feel comfortable about how they feel when it comes to sex. Letting them know that, okay, you're not the only one out here. It's normal, the thoughts that you're having, the things that you're doing. So shout out to you. I'm looking forward to that. Do you have a name for it? Or
Thank you. I do. So the name's actually going to be But She's a Mom. So all those little things that people be thinking in their head when they see someone that's like 28 piercings in their face, 30 tattoos all over their body, and they're like, oh my god, but she's a mom, she looks like that. So I thought that was like the perfect title.
I like that. I fuck with that. So y'all be on the lookout. This is not going to be the last time that y'all hear from Miss Ray Michelle, because that sounds dope, especially to the listeners who are moms out there, or to the listeners who want to become moms, or even to those who
got mommy friends.
Yeah,
even from out there that have a bunch of friends that don't have kids, mm-hmm. might be the only mom in the group. So, you know, now you can relate to your mom friend.
Yeah, and even from like a guy's perspective, just getting that insight is going to be so dope to see, you know, the thoughts behind how a lot of women think, especially in motherhood, because we can only see but so much from the outside looking in. Yeah. So, yo, I'm hyped. I'm hyped whenever you do drop this.
Thank you. Emphasizing on that, guys, make sure you listen, because, you know, everything a woman says is correct, in my opinion, but it's always good to get that perspective.
I'm not going to say everything y'all say is correct. No, we're going to stop there.
Behind every great man is a what? Right. Okay.
Okay. I'm pretty sure there are some gay men out there who would like to beg to differ, but...
I bet their best friend is a female.
You never know. But we're not going to get into the guy versus girl thing, because everybody has their faults. People are right. People are wrong. It is what it is. But cool. So let's, like, roughly how old are you? Like, give the people just kind of a little bit about Ray, what they can expect. So it might be like their generation, you know, right. Generation.
So I'm in my 20s, heading towards late 20s. So, yeah. That's all I'm gonna say.
And you are a mother of
one. I'm a boy mom. Shout out to all the boy moms. And I have a lovely little boy.
That's dope. All right, cool. Well, you've listened to the episode before, and you know, even though this is a bonus episode, I still got to get a little rapid fire questionnaire in there for you. Now, before I do so, is there anything that's off limits to you?
No, let's go for it.
That's what we love to hear. All right. So let's start off with the first question. What is your sexuality?
I identify as pansexual.
And in your words, can you explain that to the listeners?
Yes. So I am open to anyone whom I have an attraction to. So I don't care what your identification is. You can be male, female, transgender, gender fluid, non-binary, doesn't matter. If I have an attraction towards you, I'm interested and I'm a pursue.
Hey, that's what's up. The next question. Would you rather suck dick or eat pussy?
That is so tough. Oh my God. I enjoy sucking dick. I really do.
I feel like there's a butt about to come. I feel like there's a butt.
But... I get more pleasure eating pussy. So, yeah, but I don't know. It's kind of neck and neck.
But who edges out who? Does the sucking dick edge out the eating pussy, or?
Maybe it just depends on a person. But if I just had to choose, I enjoy eating pussy more.
Okay. So do you get like a more sensation, pleasurable oral fixation from eating pussy than you do sucking dick, just by a little bit?
Yes. Mainly because I like to please. So I feel like with a female, I can read more than just their body language. Like, mm-hmm. with me being a female, I feel like I relate more, and like, outside of her body language, it could just be the intimacy in her eyes, or
there's like a connection there,
right? And I just
got you.
That drives me like, yes, like I'm doing it, like I'm that bitch, okay? So
I feel you. When I be eating pussy, I'm like, yeah, I'm that motherfucking nigga, hell yeah. But especially like if I'm down there eating her pussy and I want to be able to look up and see in her eyes like I'm devouring her soul through her clit, like that's... Eating pussy is such a fantastic thing. If you haven't done it, I suggest you try it. It's amazing. But anyways, next question. I know you mentioned something earlier about tattoos and piercings. How many piercings and tattoos do you have?
So piercings, I have 9 now. I had a few I had 12 at one point in time, but now I just have 9.
Where are the 9?
Most of my years. So I have, oh wait, I have more than that. Well, anyway, I have 6 in my earlobe. So 3 on each side. The first 2 are gauged. I have 2 at the top. I have my tragus. I have my belly button pierced currently. What I had was dermals. I had 2 chest dermals, 1 ankle dermal. I had snake eyes, which is a tongue piercing. It goes through the tip of your tongue. And then I had like the standard tongue piercing. And then I had my nips done.
And as y'all know, Mr. L loves the nipple piercings. But that's what's up. And tattoos.
Tattoos. I have 20.
You're pretty, like, marked up. Like, your body is really a canvas with art on it.
Yeah, so I'm still wanting more. But, yeah, I have 24. I have a full sleeve that I literally count as 1. I know some people are like, yeah, I got, like, 10 over here on my sleeve. That's literally 1. So, if you ever see my arm, my 24, that arm is 1. And then I have, like, a ton of tattoos, like, on my legs, my back, hip, under my boob. So, yeah.
All right. If you were a sex position, what sex position would you be?
That's a good question. I say I would probably be something basic and vanilla, like missionary.
Okay. Would you consider yourself vanilla?
No.
Okay, but then you would be, why would you be something vanilla?
For me, missionary is just a little more intimate.
It's top tier.
Like, if you know what you're doing, missionary is like one of the best positions. So
I'm gonna give y'all like a little cheat code, fellas. Or ladies, I guess, if you're strapping somebody or whoever. But especially for the fellas, listen, you got a missionary and you right there with the legs over your shoulders and you are digging slowly, all right? Just like the nice, slow, deep strokes, like dig out her pussy slowly. But this is what I want you to do. Fuck her up. Take both of your hands, grab her behind her neck or her head, pull it up and make her look at you while you're digging at her pussy. Not look at you, but look at your dick going in inside and tell her, like, look at my fucking dick going inside of your pussy. Talk your shit. And if she tells you, I can't see it, or I can't, nah, yeah, the fuck you can. Look at this shit. Talk your shit, all right? A little cheat code. But missionary, dope. Do you have any sex toys?
Do I have any
sex toys?
Yes.
How many?
I don't know how many. I do actually have like a toy box.
Okay. If you had to give like a rough count.
Maybe 7 or 8.
Do you have a favorite out of the 7 or 8? Like, what do they consist of? You got dildos, vibrators,
butt plugs. I have butt plugs.
Shout out to the butt plug bandits.
I have a rabbit, a wand. The wand's probably my favorite. Yeah, I have a tongue ring, vibrating like tongue ring. I have some interesting stuff.
I see. What was the question I was about to ask? You kind of threw me off with the vibrating tongue ring. I'm not going to lie. That's fire.
It's great. Everyone should invest in one.
Absolutely. Okay. Squirter, creamer, or both?
I did say like nothing was off limits, didn't I?
She does not have a gun to her head making her answer any of these questions. Just to let everybody know,
this is a judgment free zone.
Absolutely.
But creamer. Creamer for sure. I'm like probably one of like 5% that looks for like cream pie videos when I'm like looking.
Oh, so do you like getting nutted in?
I do.
Okay.
But, I mean, I have this weird infatuation with cum, so.
Really? That's Let's dive into that then. Like, what about cum is it?
I don't know, but like literally, like again with porn, I want to watch the cream pie porn. So, but it texture and like appearance wise really matters to me. Like I need the color to be right. I need the
what texture. What is the right color then?
So I want.
And so when you say cum and cream pie, I'm assuming we're talking about coming out of a male's penis.
Yes. So okay. Yes.
So what makes for good cum? Like, give us the whole thing.
Besides, like, it needs to taste good.
Exactly. Like, besides it needing to taste good, which let's make sure your diets are right in right. order to do that. But yeah, like, you, I know you said the consistency, the color. Is there a certain the amount? Volume, do you like a lot of
like,
it?
I can't, like, I need you to come a lot because, again, I have this infatuation. So, like, I want to taste it. I want to play in it.
That's a kink. I gotta look that up. We're gonna find out what that kink is.
I'm pretty sure it
you
is.
Wanna, so you want to play in it? How have you played in cum before then? Like what's your favorite way to play in it? I guess.
So I played in it before for a partner of mine. Like I let them like record me while I kind of just rubbed it all over myself, mm-hmm. and then I. Let them taste it off of me, which I mean, okay, and it was a guy, so let me put that out there. I know a lot of guys are kind of like, oh my god, I'm not like tasting myself. Guys, taste yourself, okay? Taste yourself. Trust me. Do it for our sake, because we want you to taste it. We want to please you as much as you want to please us, and one way to do that is to make sure your diet is on point. So taste yourself, because I'm not swallowing or playing with your cum if you don't taste it. If you taste like battery acid, like, nigga, what the fuck? So, yeah, that. And then, also, funny. I think it's called like snowballing. I think that's the name.
So when a man comes in. Well, yeah, when he comes in someone's mouth and then they kiss.
Swap it.
So you like that?
I like that.
So what about like cum bubbles? Like, do you do that where you have like the nut in your mouth and you just start like blowing bubbles with it and just playing with it in your mouth?
I've never blown bubbles with it, but yes, I play with it in my mouth. Like, the longest I've ever played with it was probably like 10 minutes, just literally like doing it. If you guys ever watched like Big Daddy, you know, he had like ketchup packet, mm-hmm. and he was like doing a little spit thing where he was spitting it out, sucking back in.
Yeah, like the loogie stuff. Right, like that.
Right. Mm. So 10 minutes of that, like I've let it like literally drip all the way down and put it inside myself.
So you have, I guess it would be called a cum kink. I see it as a cum fetish, but I don't know. Is that a fetish, or would you say that's your kink of yours? Like, do you have to absolutely have it?
I don't absolutely have to.
Okay, so it'll be a cum kink then.
Yeah, it'll be, you know, like, yeah, because I don't have to have it.
So you play,
I don't want to do it with everybody,
right?
So
where's your favorite place to have cum on you or in you?
I prefer it honestly on my ass. I don't know. I have a nice ass, and I like to feel it often. So to like. You come on there and be like smacking it and feeling it on my ass. It's mm-hmm. kind of great for me. I've never had a facial, surprisingly.
Would you be down for one, or you just never had one?
I don't know. Okay. I won't say never, mm-hmm. but like as of right now, I don't think that's something.
It's just not in your ministry right now.
Right. Okay. Maybe Issa Rae turned me off in that episode where it kind of like went in her eye.
All right. So in fairness, all right. I love giving facials. Like facials, I think like top three or four for me, it would be one inside, whether that's vaginally or anally, but we're not shooting clubs up unless precautions have been taken. In the mouth, I think would be number two. And on the face would be number three for me. And I have had an instance where some got into her eye, and it wasn't intentional. It was just like at the position, and you know, woke up morning, it was like morning head, and she was just laying on my stomach when I was about to come. She wanted on the face, and I'm a shooter, I produce a lot, and it just some got into her eye. And
I think that's what's like pushing me away from actually like wanting to do it, because like you can't really
sacrifices got to be made. You know, sacrifices sometimes. Have to be made what? Sometimes. It'll be all right.
I'll think about it.
But that's dope. That's interesting to learn. And you know what? That's going to transition us into talking about some of these kinks that we still have left to discuss. Because, yeah, you started off with the cum kink, and I want to find out if it's on this list or not.
I looked through. I didn't see it, so.
That's cool. But let's get to the first one, all right? So, kinks beginning with C. So, the first one says, caning. Getting excited when the dominant strikes the submissive with a cane, which is usually long and flexible. It mostly happens on the buttocks. Or the ass. So caning, are you familiar with that term?
No, I'm not familiar with it. And then after like you reading it, I'm not really.
So what? How do you feel about like getting spanked?
I like getting spanked, right. But I don't want to get spanked with a cane.
Got you. Yeah, I mean there are definitely levels to it. And caning is one form of spanking, but it's definitely more painful. And it's more up there. Intense. Yes, yeah. Intense. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. It's definitely more intense than just getting spanked with, you know, a hand or a paddle, a flogger. I've spanked someone with a knife before. Really? Mm-hmm. How was that?
Interesting. I've been spanked with the handle and the actual mm-hmm. blade.
Yeah, of course. I did the blade. I like the blade. Especially like I start off with like a chef's knife, and then there's like this butcher's knife where it's nice and thick and harder. Oh, so I like that. Yeah. Okay. But caning, I know it's not one of my kinks, you know, shout out to y'all who do like it. It's just like less power in it. I like for you to feel my power when I spank you. So usually my hand is of course my go-to, but I want something that is going to imitate that as much as possible, where I'm getting a lot of power out of my arm. And just for me, like a cane, like, yes, you can hit someone and they can feel it, but it's just not the same feeling, I think. Yeah. All right. This next one, which I haven't even read the definition of it, but I know it is not my ministry at all. If this is yours, that's perfectly fine. Remember, this is a kink-free, judgment-free zone. But castration fantasies. The kink means the person gets turned on by the thought of removing the testicles. Fortunately, in most cases, it remains a fantasy. Nah, we're not doing no Lorena Bobbitt fantasies over here. My dick is beautiful. My balls are beautiful. I am not cutting shit off. I do not think about or fantasize about that. But if that's you, kudos to you.
Yeah, no comment.
All right, I will let you. I'll let you read this next one.
Okay, so the next one is CBT. The acronym stands for cock and ball torture, and it is common practice in BDSM communities. It might mean genital piercing, wax play, genital spanking, squeezing, ball busting, genital flogging, among others. Another term for this kink is, I cannot even pronounce that.
Let's go. It's cool. Give it a shot.
Let's see here. Bello.
Can it be like an or?
That is so.
Chalo. Gold. PHALLOORCHOALGOLAGNIA. However you pronounce that, that is what that
it's
is.
Like 20 letters in this. Anyway, CBT is so much better. Cock and ball torture.
Yeah, basically. How do you feel? Could you dominate? Are you like dominant, submissive?
Okay, so I will say it depends on a person. Mm-hmm. Again, I do identify as pans, so it depends on the person.
So you're a switch.
Right.
Okay.
I can do either or. I do, however, prefer and I love being submissive, especially in the bedroom. Yeah. Tell me what you want from me. Like, give me orders. I like it. But I'm actually kind of interested in this one because, I mean,
I've seen video of it and I'm just, my balls, my dick just like shrivel up or tense up at the images of it. I'm
too,
like, yeah,
which is why I'm kind of like, ooh, I want to like, I just want to try it once, like this, just one time.
To put myself, like, I've been kicked in the balls unintentionally before, it does not feel good whatsoever. So to intentionally have that done over and over again, yo, y'all are some real life masochists out there if you like that. Now, I will say that I've had my like dick bitten before, but not like a bite your shit off type. Like I've told her, like apply pressure with like the bite. Yeah, kind of like with a nipple. Just like apply a little pressure with your teeth, you know, not too much. If you leave like a little tooth print, that's fine.
So but wouldn't that kind of fall into that?
That's a good question. I don't know. If it does, then I guess I'm into it a little bit. I mean, because like you have wax play up here, genital spanking, right, maybe squeezing. Like, so I guess like having your dick bitten a little bit.
So it could be a lot more.
That's very true. So. Okay, well then my CBT brethren, I am with you all, I guess. but only in that sense, because yeah, that's about all I'm going to go with. All right, this next one. Go ahead.
Chasmophilia. When someone gets turned on by small places or boxes, he or she has chasmophilia.
Oh, shit. You get hard when that Amazon package show up at the door. All right. I fuck with it. Okay.
That's a no for me. Nothing small, closed in turns me on at all. Yeah. No.
Okay.
I think I'll be paranoid. And then, like, I don't get the whole, like, boxes thing. Like, what about boxes would like turn you on, you know? Like, is it texture? Is it
that's a good color? Question. Hey, if y'all get turned on by small boxes or places, whatever, hit me up, because like I'm curious. I ask that not to be judgmental, but I am a very curious person of how others think and their thought process. So like I'm curious what exactly about it does turn you on.
I can see the small places though. Like
I like to have a nice space whenever I'm having sex, unless it's like a spare of the moment, just random, you know, hey, listen, this is all the space we got in this closet. Let's make it happen. Then I get that adrenaline rush and let's get it in.
But like, imagine being in like a small place, right? And like, you both are like exuding this like sexual chemistry. Like, mm-hmm. It's there. Mm-hmm. But the space is so small and like, you can't physically engage in sex, but like everything about being this close to this person, like feeling that breath.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know, like I could see how small places could probably turn somebody on, especially if you're like into like the orgasm denial thing. Like, yes, like we literally can't do anything besides just be in each other's like space and presence, and like this is turning me on. So I could see that, but the boxes, I'm still.
Like, all right.
I'm curious about that.
All right. You want to do it? Go ahead and do the next one.
Okay. This is genophilia. This kink refers to getting turned on by the touch of snow.
Okay. That's interesting. I don't know. I wonder if that really is directed like at a certain place where they get turned on more by snow because there's an abundance of it, like Alaska, for instance, or Antarctica, something like that, opposed to like Florida where they don't even know what snow looks like, you know.
Right. And are you just like touching it with your hands, or like is this something?
I mean, I think I've seen something about like people having sex with snowmen or something too. So it's
okay.
It's a possibility. All right, the next one, choking. Haha, yes. Love it. When someone loves getting strangled by their partner. Now this, man, I can't wait to just have a conversation, discussion on an episode just centered around nothing but choking. Because there are multiple ways that you can choke or be choked. I like to choke and I love to get choked as well.
I agree.
There are techniques that everyone should learn when it comes to choking. You don't want to grab like the front of the neck. If you're choking with your hand, it's always best to take your index finger and your thumb and kind of go right there at the jawbone, like right there where it connects to the neck, and just apply some pressure there. But at the same time, please take safety and learn your partner's breathing patterns, or if they tell you to stop, because you do not want them passing out unless they just want to, you know. Some people actually do enjoy that, but choking like that, choke me back, that's fine, especially if you're riding it on top. Choke me back, because like I'm going to get that adrenaline rush. Mm-hmm. Like that, it's kind of like when I have a cock ring going, it cuts off the blood circulation going to my dick, so all that blood that's in there just stays in there. And when you choke me, it's like, oh, my dick is harder. Like that blood that's supposed to be going up to my brain just goes down to my dick instead. And I just get harder and more turned on. Getting choked by some thighs, legs, I'm fine with that. Not like in like a wrestling move, you know. You're not gonna put me in like a headlock with your legs, but
we can't wrestle.
I mean, we can wrestle, but like sometimes kind of like the cock and ball thing. Like there are some men or women who like to, well, not necessarily, but like they like to be abused that way during sex. It's like a turn on for them to like have like a woman just squeeze their neck or their head with their legs with as much force and power as they can, you know. But what's your favorite way to be choked? Like, do you like for it to be an object or a hand or a dick? Because you can get choked with a dick.
Definitely can. So I don't have a favorite way to be choked. I do like to be choked in all ways. I've been choked with hands. I've been choked with ties. I've been choked with a leash before.
A leash? Was it like the leash specifically for you, or
it wasn't specifically for me? It was actually their leash, and somehow I ended up in the leash. And yeah,
we'll have to get into that story later. I'm interested.
But yeah, I'm a fan of choking. Definitely choke me.
Do you like to choke back as well?
I like to choke back. Like, I need something to do with my hands, and most of the time I'm choking.
Okay.
So please choke me.
We fuck with it. All right. Claustrophilia, a sexual kink where someone desires sex in confined places. I guess this kind of goes back to the, was it chasmophilia?
Mm-hmm.
So something similar to that, you know, just that smaller and confined spaces. Like you said, it could be a little bit more intimate because you're in close with the person, feeling their breathing, feeling their body and everything like that. And sometimes, you know, you just might be at a function and let's get it in over here in this closet.
Right, like, come on over here.
Clothes sex. If you love having sex with clothed or partially dressed people, you have a thing for endotophilia.
Yeah, endotophilia.
Say it one more time for me.
Endotophilia. Clothes sex kind of puts me in a mind of like humping.
Yeah, I'm thinking like high school, middle school parties, right, and you just like humping each other, dry humping. Yeah,
right, like yeah.
I mean, some people can still get turned on, but I can see how, because like you're still physical touch, you know. But my mind definitely goes to high school dry humping at a party.
Yeah, as soon as I saw that, I was like, okay, so humping. But no, that's a no for me. Like, take your clothes off. But I wonder if, like, they did say, like, partially clothed. Mm-hmm. Now,
have you ever had somebody, like, try to have sex with you and they left their underwear on?
No.
I never understood how, like, guys can do that. Just slide it through, like, the hole in the front of the box of the briefs.
I've never experienced that, like, at all, ever. I've experienced some stuff, but that's like one thing I haven't. But I have experienced like the partially clothed, like, you know, shirt still on, layers of shirts too, right. Like, I mean, undershirt and top shirt, like, on, and then pants aren't completely off, they're kind of just pulled down. So I've experienced that before. Mm-hmm. I've also been in a situation like that where I've been like partially clothed.
So I have as well.
Does that count?
Pulling the panties to the side?
Because technically they're still on. I mean, it's
partially clothed. Yeah, but I don't think that it would be considered a kink because you don't get turned on by it.
I don't want to. It's just, it was like a quickie situation.
Yeah, and that's, I think, that's how we, a lot of people usually are familiar with that, is because it's like the quickie situation, whether you are, like we said, at a function, shit, if you're at work, if you are just somewhere and you just want to get it in real quick in the car or whatever, you know, you don't have time to take everything off and you just want to get in there, get your nut or get your feelings or whatever and be done, so that way you can keep it moving. So, okay. So now I can see how someone would be, you know, interested. And I think that is a great form of, it can be a nice form of intimacy to, I guess, grow with your partner where, hey, let's please each other, but we don't physically touch each other in that way. Like, there's no penetration or clitoral stimulation or something like that. So, the next one. I love women who have this one. Cock worship, the extensive adoration of the male sex organ. I love for my dick to be admired. I do. I enjoy it. It's the exhibitionist in me. Please tell me how beautiful my dick is, how you enjoy seeing it, how it looks in this light, or when it's oiled up, and the things, all the nasty, filthy things you want to do to it. Please worship my dick. I love it. Do it. Yes. I want like the whole coming to America treatment, like the royal penis is clean, your highness. Like, yes, worship my fucking dick. It deserves it. Is this, would you consider this a kink of yours? Like, do you worship dick?
No.
Shout out to the cock worship. We're going to say dick worship because I hate the word cock. Dick worship.
I don't like that word either.
I don't have a cock. I have a dick. All right.
But no, I don't like it. Nothing against the people who do. I'm just, no, I'm not glorifying you for that. Now, okay. So maybe if you do have a pretty dick, then yes, you know, or if it's just like mouth watering, then yes, like I guess I've done it before. Like I've told someone, like, oh my god, like every chance I got, like, because literally it kept popping in my head, like, damn, like I want it in my mouth, like it looks so good, like, you know. So I can, okay, I would do it. I would do it if it looked nice. I like nice looking dicks, so I would do it.
All right,
if you was into it and you wanted that, like, yeah, tell me. And I want you to like be aggressive with it, like tell me, like, yeah, tell me how good it looks, where you want it. So
like, do you like for your partner when they talk that shit? Basically,
I do like for them to talk to me. I enjoy it. Now I have mixed feelings about talking to me actually during sex. Mm-hmm. The only time I want to be talked to during sex is if I'm in a position where I'm doing the work. So if I'm riding or something, like, I want you to talk to me that way. But if you're doing the work, don't talk to me. Like, don't ask me, like, whose pussy is this or does it feel good?
No, we don't do this. You know the answers to it. You know the answers to it. If you know what you're doing or if you don't, you can tell by the reactions. And plus, over here, we don't ask whose pussy. No. If you're hitting it right and you know you're hitting it right, you tell her, this is my fucking pussy. You don't have to ask because you're going to know. Now, don't go in there saying this is my pussy, but you don't know if you're really hitting it right or if you're not getting those reactions out of her. Please don't just take a guess and say that shit because I don't want you to have your feelings hurt.
Don't take a guess, guys.
Please, I don't want you to have your feelings hurt. All right. So since you had, I guess, some kind of experience with this, I'm going to let you take the next one.
All right. So the next one is collar kink. Getting aroused when someone puts a collar around a neck or enjoys putting one on the other's neck. So yeah, I don't really like it. In that situation where I ended up in one, I'm pretty sure we was probably high or something, like, and I was probably like dumb high and I was like, yeah, put it on me. But I don't like it. To me, it's a bit too controlling for me. Mm-hmm. So it kind of turns me off a little bit.
Gotcha. I know a lot of people usually have that kink, especially if they have like a pet play kink, because that is something that you usually find with pets. They will have a leash on. So those people will enjoy imitating that as well. And they will want to be collared. It also gives a sense of ownership or being owned. And I do know that people enjoy that as well.
Yes, people do.
All right, the next one.
The next one, consensual non-consent. Participants here give up their consent to get and give total control to the other person. It requires open communication and a safe word. Before you engage in consensual non-consent, you should negotiate the terms with your partner, because otherwise the kink can be dangerous and in extreme cases can even turn into a trauma.
I really want just that last sentence highlighted. Before you engage in consensual non-consent, you should negotiate the terms with your partner, meaning you all need to sit down and have a conversation about what is on the table, what is off the table, how this makes me feel, how that might make me feel. I have this trauma that may be triggered if you do this, things of that nature.
I have experience with that.
Okay, let me finish the sentence and we'll get into your experience because I'm curious. It's one of the things that I haven't done yet, but I definitely want to.
I can see that.
But then it goes on to say, because otherwise the king can be dangerous. Yes. Trigger warning, the R word is one of the real reasons why a lot of people are not into this, because that is a real life thing. And unfortunately, it does happen. So please be very cognizant of others, you know, because it can be dangerous. It can be extreme and it can cause trauma. All right. Especially if you don't negotiate those things and you just go in and do it, it can really mess with the person. All right. But to your experience with it, how was it? Did you enjoy it?
I actually enjoyed it. So this was like a while back when I was like exploring the BDSM world. I guess you would say I was a sub briefly. We'll talk about that another day. But yeah, so it's really important that you sit and have that conversation. I know a lot of people have like seen the 50 Shades of Grey movie. The only good thing that came from that movie is the fact that they really did have that whole contract to talk about the hard and soft limits. Especially when you're engaging in intercourse like this, like you can get carried away very quickly, very easily. So it can turn sour very fast. So it is super important to have that discussion beforehand. Come up with your safe words. Let your partner know, like, look, I can't do this, or I'm not willing to go that far. Like, make sure you have that conversation, because you could completely turn somebody off like forever.
Yeah, and not only just turning them off, but you could damage them mentally, right, and emotionally, you know.
And always. Spiritually, like, you could change a person's whole perspective on their life by one wrong move. So definitely make sure you have that conversation. And make sure it's with somebody that you're really comfortable with. I wouldn't, like, recommend something like this to, like, a quick hookup or anything like that. Like, I know it's like thrilling, but I would definitely only do it with someone you're really comfortable with, or you have like some type of longevity in your relationship with, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's on my list of things to do. Definitely. All right, this next one.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Corsetry. It refers to the sexual arousal by corsets, either it's on women or men. A corset is a traditional outfit that stands to make the shape of the torso look highly desirable.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Next.
Cross-dressing. People who get excited when they or their partner wear clothes typical of the opposite sex have this kink. It can include wearing makeup as well. Okay.
I think that's definitely something that we've seen a lot through the years. You know, unfortunately, people get judged for it. But, yo, if that's what you like, continue to do your thing. True. Crophilia, an extensive love and sexual attraction towards legs. Okay. I would say I love legs. Like, legs are a top five physical feature on a woman that I do enjoy. I think it's like eyes, like the whole mouth region, breast and legs for me. That does it.
I like good looking legs too.
Men and women, right? Just not
on men and women.
Yeah. I've been complimented on my thighs before. So I'm like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're not as thick as I want them, not yet, but you know, we getting it in the gym.
I agree.
Crush fetish, getting aroused when objects or small animals are crushed. Wow. Okay. I thought this was completely different. In extreme cases, the kink can be a mental disorder and might involve killing birds, dogs, or even pigs. Fuck. All right.
Okay, so animal cruelty?
Basically. or I guess does it have to be, you know, it doesn't just have to be an animal. It can be like a soda can, you know, how you, as a kid, you used to step on the soda can and bag them up so you could go get the little 5 cent per soda can with your grandparents. Like, that's okay. What I'm like.
I guess caught me was the whole, like, might involve killing birds, dogs, yeah, or even
that
pigs.
Threw me off. So I thought, like, oh, it's because I got a crush on you, you know. But no, you literally, like, it gets you off to see things crushed. Okay. I know there's some ASMR things of, like, people crushing things, especially with a car or a tire or something. But anywho, all right. Cuckold, a desire for getting cheated on. A man who has a cuckolding kink enjoys it when his wife have sex with someone else and willingly encourages it.
No,
this one isn't in my ministry either, but I would not mind being the one who was fucking the other guy's wife, I guess. Like, I'm okay with that. Perfectly fine with that.
I'm sure a lot of people are okay with that, but like the whole like cheating thing, like that's a...
So with cuckolding though, it's like the man knows it though. Like he's encouraging it.
But like, why?
Because he just gets off on seeing his woman with another man. Like, yeah, that pleases him. Or even like some people who are in an open relationship sometimes. Okay, like if they're sitting there watching it, you know, they just, I enjoy seeing my wife.
My
girlfriend just like being fucked. It's kind of like watching porn, but it's with your woman and a different person, I guess.
So I wouldn't be opposed to it then. Because I could probably watch. Like, I guess I have. Like,
you could watch one of your partners having sex with another person.
Yeah, I have actually. Mm-hmm. I had a threesome once upon a time, and I completely stepped out from the threesome just to watch and direct. So I guess I've done it a few times. But okay, I'm fine with it. I'll do it again.
All right, cunninglings. If your partner enormously enjoys licking women's genitals, he or she might have a pussy-eating kink. Mr. L has a pussy-eating kink. That would be me. I enjoy pussy-eating. There we go. It's fantastic. As we said earlier, the greatness in eating pussy is, and then the outcome, literally the outcome of it, you know, is great. Yes, just I could go on and on about pussy-eating, but I think we kind of covered that already, so we're going to keep going. The last one that they have on the list for C's, cupping, a sexual interest in placing cups on the body, thus creating a vacuum and suction, which leads to bruising. Participants experience an exciting tight feeling on their skin. I've seen women do this with their nipples before, where they like apply something on it and then they squeeze it to allow it to like be like a suction cup on their nipples, and it'll either inflate the nipples or they will leave a ring around it.
I've never had that done besides like pumping when I was breastfeeding. Mm. And it was not pleasurable for me. I wouldn't say it wasn't pleasurable, but I didn't enjoy the outcome of it. I didn't like the way my breasts looked. Mm-hmm. So I guess that would kind of like turn me off about the whole cupping situation.
Got you. Okay. All right. This next one, decryphilia. I think I pronounced it right just because of the definition of it. The kink involves the adoration of tears, crying, and sobbing. I think I enjoy this a little bit, especially like if I'm, you know, fucking her throat and I'm seeing tears roll down her face, or if I'm fucking her so good and I see like her start to cry or something like that. Like, I enjoy that. I don't know why, I just do.
I know why, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
Why is it then?
I mean, you give off this super dominant, like.
So I don't think that's the dominant. I think it would be more the sadist in me, because then I know that like too, there's but something. Like,
it's something about the whole, well, the fucking the face part, I would probably say.
That's definitely more, the sadist
right.
part of me. Right?
But the whole, like, if you're just having regular sex, you know, mm-hmm. missionary. I've seen people cry missionary before. I think that's more like the dominant side, because like you're taking control. So, and then just to see it, like that reaction, I don't know. I mean, I've never cried during sex or anything.
Okay.
Is somebody not doing something right?
I've deeper into that. I don't know. I've always think stuff like, I've seen people talk about crying during sex. I'm just like, I've had all different types of reactions before, but I'm trying to like pinpoint if I've ever had somebody cry during sex, and I just can't remember.
Has someone laughed?
No, I've never had anybody laugh during sex. I did have like, oh man, one of the greatest moments was like, Shorty was shaking for a good 5 minutes, and like she was like, please don't touch me. I'm just overwhelmed. I was like, oh shit, all right, you know, I did like my little big dick, like I just laid it down, walk out the room, like, for a second to the bathroom, like
big
yeah.
dick energy, like.
All right, the next one, which is also a kink of mine, I love to be on the giving end of this, but degradation, I guess, or basically degrading. People who enjoy humiliation have this kink. It can involve disgraceful, dirty talking. For example, dirty slut, fucking whore, or physical degradation, or degradation, such as spitting on. If you guys listen to the foreplay of love languages, where I talked about words of affirmation being a love language, and I talked that a person who loves to be degraded, words of affirmation during sex are a way to cater to their love language in the bedroom, because they're literally looking for you to degrade them. And for me, the nastier that I can talk to you, the more turned on that I am. So yeah, calling you the dirty slut, really, the fucking whore.
Never looked at it that way.
Oh, definitely. It's because, I mean, if you think about it, if you're being degraded, you enjoy it. You know, if you consent to it, then more than likely you enjoy it. Because it can be a lot. So it would take for someone to really enjoy that, to be like open to it. And so I'm not fully catering to pleasing you if I'm not really degrading you with my words as well. So like hearing that you ever been sucking dick or eating pussy, and then somebody's like, yeah, suck that fucking dick, you know, daddy slut, or you know, some shit like that.
No.
Shit.
I have like rules for stuff, mm-hmm. and that's like one of my rules.
So degrading isn't your thing.
It's not my thing. I don't know.
That's fine. Well, it's one of those things. It's not for everybody, but I do love degrading, being the degrader, whoever. Yeah, I know what I'm saying. All right, I'll let you take the next one.
All right, so the next one is dendrophilia, tree huggers who get excited by the act. Dendrophilia is a sexual attraction towards trees or other plants. Okay.
Shout out to the plant people out there. I've never come across anyone who had this kink, but I know a lot of people who enjoy plants.
They might be into it.
Yeah.
Might be secretly why they got 30 plants in their house.
All right, I hear fucking Groot and shit. Go ahead, do your thing.
All right, and then this next one is diaper fetishism, depriving pleasure of wearing diapers or of forcing others to wear the baby outfit.
So I can't think of anything like sexual. I've seen it happen where people enjoy wearing a diaper, you know, to each their own. But like for some reason, my mind just goes to the baby before he got popular, where he was just out here wearing a diaper trying to get his name out there. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about here.
No, the only person I want wearing a diaper is my child. So, no.
There we go. All right.
Discipline, the D part of BDSM. The dominant person creates the rules and the submissive must follow them. Discipline refers to the following the set rules.
Another kink of mine. Being the dom that I am, if I give you a task and you don't complete it, if you are smart ass, if you tell me no in trying to be a brat, I will discipline you in the way that I see fit. And it is very important for submissives to know, women and men and those and days and all the in-betweens, it's not up to you what type of discipline you receive, especially if I know that you're acting out to receive a specific type of discipline. Fuck that. No. I'm going to do some shit, and you are going to experience whatever discipline I give you. I don't give a fuck if you were looking to get spanked. No, I'm going to deprive you of that, because you want to be a brat. You deal with whatever I give you. You got anything to say on discipline?
To me, or maybe it's the tequila. I don't know. I kind of like the way all that sounded.
So do you like to be disciplined?
I do. I told you. Like,
would you consider yourself a brat though, if you're submissive? Like, are you in a brat, you know, phase or?
No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
The next one.
The next one is dirty talking, a common kink that includes arousal if the partner tells or whispers erotic words or sentences during sex. So this kind of goes back to that. Well, not really, but I mean, dirty talking's fine, but like, please don't call me like your dirty little bitch.
Right. There's
you know, like,
So this is definitely two different things. The degrading and dirty talk are two different things, because anything just erotic can be dirty talk. You know, I love the way your pussy feels. That's dirty talk. Versus, yeah, this, you know, bitch, this fucking pussy feels incredible. Daddy's little whore type shit. Like, no, that's right, still like, degrading. But like, I mean, degrading falls under dirty talk, but dirty talk doesn't. Or is it vice versa?
Probably.
I would say that
dirty talk
degrading falls under dirty. Degrading, yes, falls under dirty talk. It is a form of dirty talk, but it's not the only form of dirty talk. So yeah, just being nasty in their ear, and it doesn't have to be in a degrading form. It's very possible. I love doing that as well. I love, yes, dirty talk.
I love whispering. It doesn't even like necessarily have to be like in my ear, but like if you're just whispering during sex, mm-hmm, I'm like,
do you have like a favorite on word combination that you enjoy hearing when it comes to dirty talk?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
One of my, come on this fucking dick. Or come on daddy's dick if I allow you to call me daddy. But those ones, I enjoy that. The next one.
Doryophilia?
Mm-hmm.
People who turn on by the touch of animal fur have doryophilia.
Okay, you know, a little chinchilla on you gets okay, the get the juices flowing. All right.
I see you. Double penetration. All right. People who enjoy this kink get excited about placing two objects or penises to the vagina and the anus at the same time. It can also include oral penetration. So, I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever...
So, I haven't, not in... I've had an instance where I was either in some pussy and then somebody else was getting head, but never like a double penetration where my dick and someone else's dick were in the pussy at the same time, or one was in the pussy and one was in the ass. Now, however, I have had instances where there was a dildo in one and my dick in the other. Yes. I'm very greedy when it comes to sex. And that can be with, you know, whether bringing another man or woman into the bedroom. Bringing another man isn't my thing in general, but even with another woman, like I like to be able to be as free as possible to do my thing while I'm doing, like, don't get me wrong. I've had a couple threesomes, but like, even then I like to still kind of do my thing. Outside of that, it's kind of like a time and a place for everything, but yeah, I really don't want another man's ball sweat just falling all over me or mine falling over him while we both, you know, penetrating. Like I've thought about it. It wasn't for like a girlfriend or a boo thing. It was just like someone who I was casually talking to,
okay,
you know, and she had talked about it. I was like, all right, you know, sounds interesting.
Well,
like
people say little
I wouldn't call it that. She's an amazing person. But yeah, no, double penetration is not for me when it comes to another dick being inside of her. But a dildo or something, like, I'm completely fine with that.
Okay.
Stuff both the holes. All the holes. Shit, all three
holes,
of them.
All the holes.
Stuff all three of them. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Have you ever been double penetrated?
I have not been double penetrated with two dicks. Mm-hmm. A dick and a dildo. Yes.
How was it?
It's great. Okay. I'm with you. Feel all the holes. Like if I could have one in my mouth, probably would have had one in my mouth. But yeah, I liked it. I love it. It's definitely something that I would recommend. Especially if you like toys, you know, like. Mm.
So let me ask you this: when you did it, which one was in which hole?
I've done it both ways. So I've had the
do you prefer like a specific way or
I will say yes, I do prefer for the actual dick to be in the vagina. Mostly because I mess with really endowed men. So I just, you know, I have different sizes of dildos. So I don't want something that's like 8-9 long and then right, like thick as well going in my ass. So if I can pick a nice little 6-inch dildo out my box, I'm gonna do that.
Got Got you. All right. Okay. Dracophilia. Some humans in our wonderfully diverse world have an erotic fixation on dragons. As dragons unfortunately don't exist, this kink can be practiced virtually or with costumes. Or if you just watch Game of Thrones, then you probably could get off on Game of Thrones, at least until they killed two of the dragons, and then that one just dipped out of nowhere with Daenerys' body. Sorry, that was a spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but the last season and a half was some ass, so you're fine anyway.
Oh my god.
But that's interesting. Okay. All right. Or maybe if you play Dungeons and Dragons, I've never played, but I guess you incorporate dragons in it. So talking about it or seeing them might get turned on. DVP, we just kind of talked about it a little bit, but the acronym stands for double vaginal penetration. It means kinksters insert either two penises, two objects, or the combination of a penis and a sex toy to the vagina. Unlike in the case of double penetration, participants enter only one hole during DVP. Okay, so there's a difference.
Okay.
Would you ever be down for DVP?
No.
Your pussy don't stretch like that?
I mean, it probably does, but I ain't gonna try it.
So I meant that not in a literal way, because like, of course, you know, you gave birth, a whole human came out of you, so of course it stretches like that. Right. But I guess, you know, it doesn't, you know.
I don't want it. I want all the holes plugged, but like not with two things at once, two, three things at once. Like just stick one in each one of the holes. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think the sadist in me would be okay with doing that with like a dildo in my dick being inserted, because it's like I don't have like a it would be a small little kink. Like, I'm curious what fisting, like, type. So, like, stretching the pussy. And it's not, like, in a ferocious way, but just seeing how much she can take, pushing her past her limits.
But with that, since you would be, like, into it, would you want her to control the toy? Or would you control the toy?
Come on now. What do you think?
Okay. You control the toy? Okay. Say less.
I mean,
say
now less. Don't get me wrong, I would, if that's the way that she feels more comfortable with, then like, I'll control the toy. If that's what you feel comfortable, you know your pussy better than I do. So if I'm inside and the toy is going in as well, you know where you need it to be at. So I'm perfectly fine with her controlling the toy, where it needs to go and how it needs to go in. Because like, if I'm putting it in the top, you know, it could be needing to be put in the side, but I can't feel her pussy to tell her that. Okay. Only she can. So if she's like, yo, just here, I'm gonna move it over here, boom, cool. Okay. I'm cool with that. That wraps up the D, so let's go to E's. East Asian fetishization. A sexual preference towards Far Eastern cultures and people who identify with it. I have a specific guest set up to talk about this, because people are fetishized by their ethnicity or where they're from, and it's wild. And especially I know we're talking about East Asian here, it's a thing. It's also a thing with Black people when it comes to sex, because of their physical features. And same thing with East Asians, because of certain features or things about them, they're fetishized. And although it does happen, I'm not going to say that it is a healthy fetish, because you are looking at them for sexual pleasure of what they have to offer.
I'm gonna pass on that too.
Edgeplay, one of my favorites. Edgeplay belongs to the BDSM family, and it changes the conventional safe, sane, and consensual power exchange framework. People who have this kink might engage in dangerous sexual activities such as fireplay, gunplay, or knife play, among others. Okay, so that is not the type of edgeplay I thought we were going with. Edging.
That's not. Yeah.
Okay, but I mean, I'm open to knife play. Like, I'm okay with that. Ish. Like I said earlier, I've spanked someone with a knife before. Please don't just go grabbing knives out of your kitchen if you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Please don't.
Do not. I don't want you cutting somebody or stabbing someone when you go into spank. You need to make sure that you know the angles that you need to spank at, so that way the pointy end or the blades are not going into your person. Please, I'm begging you.
You're also not like hurting yourself as well, because I mean, you could easily damage you and your partner. So
exactly,
know what you're doing.
Educate yourselves. Gunplay, I'm not for. I talked about this with Kiki. And there were instances where people do get turned on by guns. It's a actual kink, which is up there somewhere. I can't think of it. But if y'all go back and listen to Happy Kinktober, you'll find out. Yeah, no, I'm good on the gunplay. The only time I want to pull out a gun is if I'm practicing shooting or if I absolutely need to defend myself. So I'm not incorporating that. I'm not going to get shot because I want to be a little freaky.
Same here, but the fire play is interesting.
Very interesting.
That caught my eye.
Play with fire.
You're gonna get burned or
get pleased. Oh, so you've done fire play.
I've played with fire before. Yes.
Okay, in what form?
So I've literally so we had candles and we had a torch. And I literally let my partner trace my inner thighs. Like, they got as close as possible to the vagina. And, like, it was so thrilling to me. I don't know. I mean.
So, can I ask a personal question?
Okay. I might have an answer for you.
All right. So, you said they got as close to the vagina. Were you shaved at the time?
I was.
Okay. All right. Yes, you know, I'm just saying, like, all right, you know, a little pubic hair catch on fire. Like, one of the worst smelling things is hair catching on fire.
Exactly.
So I was just like, yeah. But that's very interesting. I'm gonna have to incorporate. I like temperature play, which we'll get into a lot later.
I was just list, about to go, but like, that's kind of
a form of it,
we
right?
We did that with my ass. But yeah,
I've ventured out with like cold items, whether it's putting a glass dildo, a butt plug, or just using ice, something that comes out of the freezer and is cold, or even hell, a cold rag could also work, or a warm rag. I'm always curious about incorporating the heat side of it. So that is very interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. I'm also a fire sign, so you know.
Okay. What sign is that?
I'm an Aries.
Me not really knowing a whole bunch about...
We're the best.
About zodiacs, I'd have been like, oh, Aries, air sign. Completely wrong. All right, the next one, we talked about a little bit also in that episode, but electrophilia. Kinkster who desire electricity and electrical stimulation are called electrophiles. They fantasize about giving or receiving electrical shocks on their bodies, especially in their erogenous zones. I was just like, well, fuck it, I can practice it a little bit and just rub my feet up against some carpet and then zap somebody on the nipple with the static that's produced. But I've never ventured into the electric play yet. I would be okay to say this to me, would be okay with, you know, delivering that. I don't know if the masochist in me is as strong enough to receive it though.
I'm not receiving or giving. I don't want to do it.
All right. I'll let you get the next one.
Enema play. Some people get aroused if they insert a tube into their anuses or their partner's anus and clean it out, usually with water. Sometimes they do this to prepare for anal sex. Other times it is a form of submission. Another term for this kink is klismophilia, or klismophilia, maybe. I'm not cleaning out your ass. However, I have seen it done before. Once upon a time, I went to this party and I watched a gay couple prepare for sex. Yeah, I watched the whole process. But I wouldn't do it. I'm not interested in doing it, so it's a no for me. But it's an interesting process.
Got you. It's something that the boss talked about on John Legend, Blake Griffin, the Boss Walk Into a Bar episode, where is a gay man who talked about really cleaning out your ass, whether you're preparing for anal or you just really need to clean your ass out. One of just good hygiene as well. But some people do get off. It is their kink to either do it to themselves, for their partners, or just for whatever reason, they just enjoy it. The next one.
No, let's not even do that. Okay, so this is a proctophilia, two words, fart fetish. Indeed, some people get turned on by the smell of flatulence.
So we don't have to spend too much time on this. I know that it is a real thing. I've seen like the gas mask where a person can just fart into the gas mask and they receive whatever comes out of that fart. Yes, there are people who are into it. Not one that I am into.
Me neither.
But if that's your thing, live your best life. Live it. Exhibitionism, a sexual interest in showing one's naked body unexpectedly to strangers, is called exhibitionism. It's unlawful. Okay, so that is the definition they have. But for myself, if I'm just okay with exposing my body, either I'm not even going to say in public places necessarily, but outside of the four walls of my home or a hotel or something like that, not streakers would be considered exhibitionism, exhibitionists. But I am not in that realm of exposing myself to complete strangers like that, because one, it does say it is unlawful. You can't go to jail. You can register as a sex offender, and that goes with you for forever. So please be careful if you are an exhibitionist, where you do things, and just know the risk. I know there are adrenaline rushes. I've talked about it plenty of times before. Be very aware of your surroundings. Who are you around? Do not do it in the vicinity of where children are present. If you do, please be somewhere where you know nobody is going to see you. Very important. But also, I just like being watched in general. So I think exhibitionism goes even further into something like nudes, taking nudes, sending nudes, things of that nature. I like to be watched. It turns me on to be watched by people.
I like watching. That turns me on.
Do you like to be watched as well? Like, would you consider yourself as an exhibitionist?
No.
Okay. All right. Ah, shit. Erotic as fixation?
Fixation. Pretty much. Like, okay. So it says this is the official term for breath play.
Ooh, I like that one too. Controlling the breathing.
Yeah, I could. I could do that. I like that.
Oh, and then here we go. So we're gonna end up in the E's with erotic wrestling. As I was talking about earlier, how some people do like to wrestle during sex. Sexual arousal due to fighting and taking the other person down to the floor. We're not talking about abuse here. Let's get that straight. But just like, you know, it's a little play fighting, some wrestling turning into some sex, you know, just like on The Lion King when Simba and Nala was just sitting there going at it, and then boom, next thing you know, Nala gave him that look.
Can we not do and then it Lion was King on for your and
reference? Pop my man Simba laid it down, Jesus, piped it down.
Now I'm not gonna ever be able to watch Lion King without thinking Lion about King's that.
Lion King's a fucked up movie if you think about it.
I mean, yes, it is, but like, nothing in it was sexual until now.
Shit, what? You just didn't pick up on it then. That's what that was.
Or I didn't try to.
It was evident. It was right there. Nala gave, you gonna tell me that that look that Nala gave Simba, you've never given that look to somebody?
Nope.
Okay. Either way, erotic wrestling and fighting is an actual thing. What's another one? I'm trying to think of another example. Maybe it's, I mean, how people do it in general. I mean, there probably is another one out there. So it's a very popular thing, I think. And some people don't even realize that is a kink for them, which is the crazy thing. So if you're listening to this and you do like a nice little wrestling or fighting, whatever, to kind of get that juices flowing, the adrenaline rushing, you know, with your partner, you have an erotic wrestling kink. All right. So we are going to wrap things up there with the E's. We'll be back next week with F through however many we can get to. But Ray Michelle, I appreciate you coming on. I hope that you enjoyed yourself.
I did. This was fun. Thank you so much for inviting me. And
of course. Is this your first podcast like being on? Have you ever been on a podcast before?
I have not been on a podcast before.
Well, you did great.
Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to start mine. So, again, you guys just be on the lookout for But She's a Mom. Yeah, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you again for coming on and being willing to share some of your experiences and your thoughts with us. As always, I can only give one perspective, which is my own. So it's always good to have a guest on to give their perspective as well. But yes, we're going to wrap things up there. I appreciate you all tuning in, listening once again, allowing me to penetrate your ears. This one was fun. It definitely was. It's Kinktober still. We still have about 2 weeks or so in October. Go do something kinky. I challenge each and every one of you under the sound of my voice to branch out, try something kinky, whether it's something extreme or whether it's something that's small that you need to work your way in to. Just try it. You never know what could happen. You might find out something that you find pleasing that you never did before. All right. And then once you do that, come back, tell me about your experience. I would love to hear it. All right. And you can come and holler at me at Instagram, From the Mind of Mr. L at, on Instagram, or email From the Mind of Mr. L at gmail.com. Twitter, From the Mind of Mr. L. Just take the O out of the from. But yeah, come holler at me. Tell me about what you got going on for Kinktober. The last episode, I told y'all about the cum cookies I made, which is a kink, I'm sure, somewhere people who enjoy eating cum or doing stuff with cum.
Have you got feedback on them? Like,
as far as, were they good?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. They were good. Yeah, I gave them to her the next day, and she opened
what
up the box.
What kind of cookies was, like, chocolate chip?
No, they were, so they were lemon. They were lemon? Mm-hmm. They were lemon. There are books for cooking with semen, but I was just like, fuck it, I can't, I'm not gonna buy a book just to look up a recipe to incorporate my nut into some cookies when I, one, know how to make cookies, I know how to cook and incorporate shit. So I incorporated some of the nut into the batter, baked the cookies, and then I incorporated the rest of it into like a lemon glaze to dip the cookies in once they came out. So you got cum baked in it, and then you got cum in the raw that's in the icing.
Okay.
So yeah, it was fun to do. It was fun to do. Who knows? Maybe I'll make some holiday cookies or some shit. We'll see. But as always, I am the compassionate Dom, the sensual sadist, the southern gent with a sprinkle of filth, your host, Mr. L. Until next time.